Well, my friends, welcome to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. And tonight, I'll be covering the topic of, people ask me, Payman, how come you've been at this for so long? Exposing IRS's lies, robbery and slavery, and helping Americans live free. How have you been doing it for so long, for almost 30 years now, and still doing it, not put out of, put in jail by the IRS? Well, that's a very good question. So this tonight I'm going to cover that with giving you one of our victories against the IRS. To give you the perspective, give you the peace of mind you're looking for by learning from the experience of Freedom Law School. What can you do? What should you do? What'll make the difference for you to be free? Okay? So with that, let's go ahead and let me get a book here for everybody. Right? What book do we have, guys? That's right. One of these law books, right? We have Jekyll Island book. Where is that? Let's see. Well, we have that book here. That's okay. I'll get one of these. That's fine, too. That's fine. No problem. Okay. Let's go. This will do the work. Time is zeroed out, guys. Yes. Okay.
Three, one.
Hello, my friends. I am Payman Motahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I'm going to cover for you tonight the topic, how the IRS has been trying to take down Freedom Law School for 27 years without any success. How come Freedom Law School is still going on? The only organization ever in the history of tax honesty movement, going back to World War II and still being around doing it when everybody else has gone down. So for that, let's go to our website. I'll show you how to find out and how you can learn and you have confidence and peace of mind that you want and need and are looking for by learning from my experience. Okay? So here we go. Let's go, by the way, let me announce about Red Pill Expo coming up. RedPillExpo.org. It's a great event coming up in Lafayette, Louisiana, November 6th, 2021. Go to RedPillExpo.org. I'll be speaking there along with all these great speakers and more that you'll see there. That's right. You're going to be at this event to hear a lot of great freedom speakers, leaders that you want to know and hear about. And it's going to be the 90th birthday of Ed Griffin, G. Edward Griffin, the author of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, about the Federal Reserve scam. So let's go to our website, livefreenow.org. That's where you want to start at, because that is your source for empowering freedom information. First, folks, remember, Freedom Law School says, and it said for a long time, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay the federal income tax. So here to see about how beating the IRS, what you want to do, go under our victories, okay, and go to Freedom Law School victories over the IRS. And you see several of them. I'm going to go over victory number one, which is the IRS has been investigating the Federal Freedom Law School since 1994 and still unable to stop Freedom Law School from exposing the IRS of deception and robbery of the American people and how to be free. So the details are here. Now, this is where I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of this, okay? So what happened, folks, give you background, in 1994, the IRS began investigating me. That's before Freedom Law School was created in 1996, folks. They were looking at me as an activist, as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Yep. Before there was any Freedom Law School, I was out of meetings, putting out flyers, educating my fellow Americans. We're from Iran, a dictatorship country, raised in a Jewish family, comes to land of the free, home of the brave. When I educate fellow Americans, the IRS is checking me out as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. And then after 18 months of investigation, folks, that's a long time, year and a half, the IRS gave up on this baseless criminal investigation, okay? And let's look at the proof documentation right here, okay? If you click on that, it'll come up. And here you see I got from my files that the IRS, from the IRS I got. In 1994, I was being investigated by an agent on the top right highlighted, Paul Von Robinsberg on the top center, case history worksheet. You got to just look at the folks, the highlighted yellow areas of this document. That's the most relevant part you can look at. You can go back and freeze frame and slowly read everything else if you want, okay? So here we go. You see on the top left my name, Motahede Payman. You go down in this case history worksheet, okay? And you see it says on the top center here, record of completed appointments, which is not highlighted. But below that, you see all these columns. The top center column is person contacted. On the top right, what did you do? You see on the what did you do on the right side, the first highlighted area, RECD, received case from NGR, from manager, right? On the top left, sometime in something 694. So this started in, as you can see there, in 1994. Perhaps mid-1994. I'm not sure. We don't know. Okay. And then you see below that again, another 994 date. Person contacted, Sue Gary CID. CID stands for Criminal Investigation Division. On the right, it says developed and referred potential fraudulent tax or TX or tax protester promoter. See, that's how it starts. The IRS doesn't like I'm exposing their fraud. So they label you automatically, oh, you must be a tax fraud person and you're promoting it. That's how ignorant and brainwashed their people are. So you go to below that, record of completed appointments, contacts, you see again, the same highlighted areas are there again. And you look at the center column, person contacted. You see the name Sue Gary, CID, again and again. And then D. Rodriguez, you see next to June 27, 1994, CID, okay? And then Ann Tran, duty officer, CID, okay? CID, and by the way, you notice that the first date you can see is May 4th, 1994. So this case must have started sometime early in 1994, okay? Maybe once a month they kept a tab on this situation. So here we go down. You see also Joseph Martinez, CID, 11-29-94 and 12-12-1994. And again, you see fraudulent referral at the end of this page, 12-13-94, the highlighted part, okay? Submitted F2797 fraud referral to manager with attachments, right? And you go down again, next page, you see Jose Martinez, CID. You see his highlighted notes, all the stuff there. Again, Jose Martinez. And you see the areas that are covered up with B3, B7E. See, highlighted the whited out stuff with the abbreviation, with the letters on there. That is where they covered up the name of the government informant spies. Yes, they sent spies to spy on you. IRS listens to Freedom Law School Freedom Hour regularly. Thank you, IRS. I'm sure you're a subscriber also. You hit the ring button, ring the bell button to be notified of Freedom Law School's posts. Thank you, IRS, for supporting us on YouTube, getting our numbers up higher, right? So here we go. You see, that's what's going on here. Now, you go down below, again, you see on the examination work papers. Again, the highlighted area, yellow, is hard to read. Per some unknown person, TP taxpayer is a promoter of a tax protest splinter group or copycat group loosely connected with the Pilot Connection Society. TP or taxpayer is also a tax protester himself. Okay, so now it is true that I started with a group called the Pilot Connection Society. I did not know what they were doing. I paid them $1,500 to get untaxed. And the material was few good things, have a right, and a bunch of garbage also. But they got me started in the right direction. Okay? So the next page you see is a tax protester case control record about Pay Mom What the Head, right? And then below that, oh, thank goodness IRS kept my cartoons, folks. Isn't that nice of the IRS? He fires his cartoons of the IRS, which I found from other people, are great. You'll love them. And thank you, IRS, for saving and forming your files so I could get it and put it up for everybody here to enjoy and get a kick out of it like me. Here it is. I was promoting, is this how you go through life? Like a monkey. See no evil. Speak no evil. Hear no evil. Typical closed-minded, brainwashed American. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your conspiracy theorist, extremist, gun nuts, tax protester, you know, wacko, whatever they call you, right? You know, anti-vaxxer, whatever. So this book I was promoting back then, among other stuff I was promoting, was called Vultures and Eagles Clothing, which has some good stuff and garbage. So it says, don't file your income tax until you read this book. And the book was okay again, has some good and bad stuff. But look at the bottom left. I love this on the bottom left of this page. This thing about they're stealing your country. Take it back with Uncle Sam. Yes, folks, they're not stealing your country. They have stolen your country. They have. We got to get it back. So that flyer, that Uncle Sam is very important in that picture. So below that, I have this advertising of the book, but below that is my favorite cartoons right here. Okay. Of course, my favorite two are the bottom two. So I'm going to get those bottom two right there. Okay. As you see, on the top left, I'll have to read it for you. It's the IRS symbol there with the IRS below that. That's a bunch of people kneeling down. You can see their butts praying to the IRS. And the reading says, those who pay tribute to the beast worship the beast. See all those butts? Everybody's worshiping the IRS. It's really Satan. Satanic earthly authority they're bowing down to. Yes, master. We pay tribute to you. No different than 2,000 or 6,000 years ago, people paid tribute to kings and princes for protection. Protect me. I'm your humble servants. Sadly, that's how a lot of Americans' attitude is. They're afraid of the God, the IRS. Go easy on me, God, IRS. Please, I beg of you. I'll do whatever you tell me. I fill out the forms, 1040 forms. I don't understand. Just I pay tribute, as you tell me, to with the forms. And next to that, you see my favorite cartoon. You see, that is, on the bottom right of this cartoon says, here's the real reason that people pay income taxes. They have been programmed to, yes. American people have been programmed to pay income tax. How? Well, look at that. They got your brain. Click on the top right, file early, the TV station tells you. Top right, pay your taxes. News broadcasters tell you that. On the top left, charismatic preachers and fake Christian ministers telling you, you know, to pay your taxes. You know, paying to Caesar what's in Caesar's. But the fact is that the income tax doesn't belong to Caesar in the first place, as long as you're not a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., and you do not work for the federal government. It's not Caesar's to begin with. But these corrupted fake churches, folks, have been subdued by becoming 501c3 exempt corporations, as described in the Internal Revenue Code. Yes, they become Washington, D.C. corporations under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, and now they want the people to give tax-deductible donations as an incentive to give to the church. They bought off the churches by this method. And then, of course, the IRS, on the left, you see, pushes the fear button. You know, and then, of course, they use shock in you, anxiety, stress, panic, adoration of governmental authority, fatigue, and relaxation to just go along and have you file and pay income tax. Yes, that is how they got the American people controlled. The media, the churches, the IRS, they all work together. Yep. So there's more myths about the IRS, which are listed here on this page. You probably want to check them out. So, now having said that, folks, what's the point of all this? My point of saying all this is, look, you're doing things right. You don't have to be afraid of them. You don't. Folks, you can just go on and educate yourself. Free yourself, others around you, family members, friends, coworkers, people in your community, and America as a whole. And everything you're doing, folks, and I'm doing, is First Amendment. It's not about, see, the reason it did not get me is because I'm not promoting some garbage, baseless legal theories. And that's what gets people in trouble. Things like, I'm a sovereign state citizen, straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, out of statutory admiralty maritime jurisdiction and the common law jurisdiction, copywriting your name in all capital letters, and not using zip code on your mail, and the revocation of election, misunderstandings of the law. Also, the other key thing is knowing the game, knowing the procedures, how to beat these guys, because most patriots do not understand the procedures, legal procedures in the Internal Revenue Code they need to utilize to be free. Freedom Law School only teaches you to follow the law as published on government's own official legal website and legal sources. That's the trick. It's not that hard. You can do it too. Now, Freedom Law School has made it easy for you to follow along. Now, what you want to do is to go on our website and go to the petitions page. I'll show you how that, okay? Go there, and on the top right of livefreenow.org, click on petitions. You open up the petitions tab. This is the key, yes, to be free of income tax. You must write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Yep, not me doing it, folks. It's you doing it. These tools are there for you for free. Use it. Okay? Write your congressman. All three of them. The video explains this process in more detail. You can read about it. And then at the bottom of the page are several petitions. The bottom left one is on individual income tax. There are several others on income tax withholding, Social Security, and self-employment taxes. You open up the first one on the bottom left. Again, each of these petitions has its own separate petition page. Here's from having to file and pay income tax. So there's instructions on these pages. You should follow along with the video and avoid tax present time. How? The key is you avoid tax present time guaranteed by following the law as written on government's own official legal source websites. Internal Revenue Code as published on the U.S. House of Representatives website. U.S. Treasury Regulations published on government's own official website, .gov, and U.S. Supreme Court cases, right? So you can do that, folks. 100% effective if you do it correctly, follow the law, read the law on the government's own website, follow it. And then the instructions are there, but the petitions at the top of the page, here it is. I'm going to open that for you. Petitions, as you can see here, here's one coming up right now. I'm going to enlarge it for you. Made there for you with instructions. Find the congressman's name on our website. We show you how to do that. The directions are there. How to do it easily by certified mail. You want to investigate income tax collection that's being done on American people with deception and fraud, robbing the American people. And these petitions, folks, they decipher the income tax. You should read them for yourself first. Educate and educate yourself first. And then write your congressman. So read them. Okay? These guys, folks, quote the law verbatim from the government's own legal websites. Here's Internal Revenue Code Section 1, quoted verbatim. Okay? Some regulation you see here, 1.1-A1, exactly verbatim, and more. This petition is 9 pages of written material. It's 16-point font. Easy to read, relatively big font. At the end of the letter, folks, you take the humble approach. Okay? And you tell them, your congressman, that if they can, by reading you this letter with attached Internal Revenue Code and Code of Federal Regulations sections and Supreme Court cases, show you that you have somehow misinterpreted these statutes, regulations, or your Supreme Court decisions, and that you do owe the federal income tax, you will gladly pay all the taxes due and will consider such payment to be your fair share. Yep. Folks, you're not a tax cheat. You're very willing to pay your fair share if they can just show you the legal authority. Right? But guess what, folks? You ask them that when their independent research verifies your discovery that the U.S. individual income tax does not apply to average Americans like you and me in the 50 states, we want the congressman to tell other congressmen about it and investigate it and put an end to impoverishing the American people. And you want, you look forward to their a timely, specific, and on-point reply, which they cannot and will not do because you have it done correctly. It's all free, folks, on our website. Served by certified mail. And you see the next page? All these laws listed in that letter are attached. A through J. Yep. And here's a list of them, and they all you see attached. The relevant language in all these is highlighted. Yep. Dummy proof. So no one has to read everything on these pages. You can ignore the stuff that's not highlighted because they're not relevant to the core issues. Okay. And here it is all there, folks. Yes, you need to print and attach all of this. The entire thing is in this one is 33 pages. Yes, print it out, attach it, certified mail, document it. If they don't show you that you're wrong, you're obviously right. I mean, after all, you got this stuff from government's own official legal website. That's what they're for. And who makes the law in America, folks? Some IRS agent on the phone? No. IRS agent send a letter to you? No. Some dumb computer-generated IRS letter, is that the law? No. Some IRS lawyer, he talks to you, writes you a letter, does he make the law? No. How about IRS's website? Did the IRS bureaucrat in hiding put something on the website and that's the law? No. How about the Internal Revenue Manual, IRM, and trade and the procedure manuals of the IRS? Is that the law? No. The law is written by Congress of the United States, interpreted by the U.S. Treasury, to put it in effect more specifically, following the law, and Supreme Court set the standards, understanding and applying the law. That's very simple. And that's what's here in these petitions. Yep. So, folks, that's what you want to do. Here's a Supreme Court that talks about these things. So, folks, I didn't have these tools back in 1994. And I'm still free. For you, it's a piece of cake. You have all the tools I made available for you that's so turnkey. Just plug in and you are free, my friends. Okay? You can do it for free on your own. Rely on the law. If you ever try to get before a jury trial, show them the law. Hey, I relied on the law. That's all you got to do. You can be free like me. With confidence, peace of mind, that you're not going to be in trouble. They are afraid of you finding out the truth. They are afraid that you'll discover your power. They are afraid because their life is based upon fear. But yours is not. Your life is based upon godly love. Love of truth. Love of doing the right thing. Love of standing up for the right thing. That's what you're about. Now, you're intelligent enough to get on our website to watch this presentation this far. Folks, you deserve to be free. You were looking to be free and you found it. So do it. Okay? The ignorant masses, they want to remain ignorant. That's their choice. But you are now on the cusp of grabbing your freedom in your hands. Don't let it slip away. Do it. Now, some of you tell me, Paymon, still, I would like to have some support. I don't like to be by myself. I would appreciate it if, you know, I don't want to lawyer up and learn all this kind of stuff. Okay, if you don't want that, that's fine. I have a program for those of you who want some support called the Royal Freedom Package under Course and Packages. Go down to the Royal Freedom Package. And this is where you want some support. Okay, for a limited number of you, I can provide this. And how you can lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax. And on top of that, you're going to get a 7-year $1 million guarantee. 7-year, $1 million guarantee. And the membership could be as low as $500 a year for young people. This program started in 2001, over 20 years old. It's unique. Nothing like it exists anywhere on earth. Okay? So check that out if you're interested. Send it out. And folks, something else. I want to pay you. Yes, I want to pay you to help others be free. Yes. We are lawfully defunding the crooked federal government, who is no longer owned and controlled by the American people. no longer represents you, the American people. Right? These guys are using your money to destroy you. You actually, when you pay income tax, you're working hard, and some of that work is going toward the federal government to come back and destroy you. How illogical and crazy is that? Why would anybody work every day to destroy themselves? Because that's exactly what you're doing when you file and pay income tax to the U.S. government, who is no longer represents and serves the American people. There's no law requiring to pay them at all in the first place. So defund the federal government. I'm going to create a website about this also and promote this issue. Okay? So I want to pay you. I want to pay you up to $5,000 cash, taking our message of freedom and hope, peace and prosperity to the American people out there, anybody you know. And don't worry about the closed-minded, not interested people. So what? You keep talking to new people. Keep talking. Keep texting people. Keep emailing people you know. Put on your social media pages. Right? And people like you are out there. So we have under course packages the Freedom Opportunity Plan, where is this is your opportunity to share your love of truth about tax laws and freedom from U.S. income taxes and get paid for it. Yes, up to $5,000 cash or Bitcoin cryptocurrency, folks, yes, is yours. Read about it. There. Now, in the next videos down below on the other victories of Freedom Law School, you will see me explaining how Freedom Law School has beaten the IRS. So that lets you know Freedom Law School is a solid organization. And then you see in other videos how our students have beaten the IRS as well. Bottom line is, you were born free. You were meant to live a free life. You were meant to watch this video to regain your freedom once again. So do it. Be free. Live your life. Your life to the fullest now. Okay. So let's go to your questions, folks. Should I do a short on this, guys? You think I should do a short video on this topic? It was 30 minutes, basically. What do you guys think? Okay, we'll do a short one on this one. Okay? So give me a minute, folks. I'm going to do a short one on this presentation. But let's put a number to call for people to call on the website right now. Meanwhile, let's do that. Because the blog talk, yeah. Yep. Yeah, let's put a number on the screen right now, folks. In a minute, I'll take your questions for free. I ask them for free. I normally charge $600 an hour for my time. I'm very busy, folks. Okay, and so this is my opportunity to help you for free and your opportunity to ask questions for free without having to pay me nothing at all. Okay, and your questions hopefully will help other people as well. Okay. So let's see. Okay, we're going to go to the basic this thing. Yeah, let me see. Let's zoom out just a little bit. Okay. All right. Okay, let's do it. Go ahead.
Recording in
Welcome, my friends. I'm Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. I'm going to share with you now how the IRS has been trying to take down Freedom Law School for 27 years without success, and how you can learn from that and you can be free. You can have peace of mind from the IRS attacking you because you can learn from Freedom Law School's successes. Okay, well, let's go to our website at livefreedom.org. Okay, where I've been saying for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay their federal income tax. Okay, there you go under the victories page and the drop-down menu and go to Freedom Law School Victories over the IRS and open that link in a new tab. And it takes you here. And on this page, folks, you open it up. Okay, folks, it tells you very simply that the IRS since 1994 started an investigation of me as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Yes, folks, I'm going to zoom in on this so you see this big, folks, okay? That's right. Since 1994. IRS has looked at Freedom Law School and me as a potential fraudulent tax protester for more. Actually, before there was even Freedom Law School. So when you click here in the bottom of the hyperlink right there, there it is. You see a documentation on this page. And the documentation here, again, it shows that they were looking at me as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. You see a language right here in this highlighted areas of this 1994 case history worksheet of the IRS on me. And you see in the hot areas where the agent says he received the case from manager in the first line in the top right here on this page. And Sue Gary of the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division, you know, is the one that was a contact person. And you see the name Sue Gary here. We are from early 1994. Continuing through May 1994 and going to 1995, investigation continued. And guess what? They cannot stop it because since then, and still, even though they're labeling me a tax protester, as you see right here, I'm exposing IRS fraud, the deception. Here's some great cartoons, folks, of exposing IRS a scam that deceived you to be a brainwashed slave, yes. And here's my favorite cartoon right here. You see right here how they got American people brainwashed to be a slave, yes. Watch this video, folks, that comes up in the description below and the card above explaining all this, folks. Yes, you don't have to be a slave. You can be free if you free yourself of their deception. I've beaten them. I've been under investigation. I'm still under investigation now. After 27 years, then they cannot stop me because it's all First Amendment activity, free speech, association, press, assembly, petition the government for redress of grievances. Watch the video in the description below and a box that comes up for more details how you can be free with confidence against the IRS crooks just like me. Okay, let's put the call number to call for people to call, ask questions. Okay, folks, about this or any other topic, if you have questions, all you have to do is call the number on your screen, 657-383-1755, and I'll take your questions one at a time. Could we have on the call list to ask questions now, guys? Miracle 801. Anybody else besides him? Caller from Miracle 801. For your privacy, do not need your last name. Only first name first. Then tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question. Go ahead.
I heard about you through what the author of Creature from Jekyll Island.
Red Pill Expo of Ed Griffin, right?
Edwards.
Griffin. You went to the website, found me speaking there. Yes, I'll be speaking there in Lafayette, Louisiana, November 6th and 7th. Yes, be there, my friend. You're going to love hearing all these great speakers. We'll be speaking there. I'm going to bring it on the screen for all of you, again, who missed it. Join us later on. Here it is, folks. RedPillExpo.org. Here's Ed Griffin on the top left himself. Edward Griffin and all this. Look at all these great speakers. He's got all these areas of freedom and truth and health out of the matrix of deception that you want and you need to know. This is just a partial list of the speakers, about 16 so far. So you can still go to redpillexpo.org and register and show up, get your hotel room, all that's too so good. All right, my friend, what is your question on your mind?
Well, I actually have four questions, and I posted them on the top chat there and getting some responses already from your person that's managing that. But
Your name?
Lynn.
What's your name? Lynn, okay. Go ahead, Lynn. Continue, please. Uh-huh.
So you've got my questions there, and that's me.
Okay. You want me to answer those questions up earlier? Okay. Well, let me go through them. We have a lot of people post questions besides you. Let me go through them one at a time, Lynn. Okay, let's see now. Let me see what is your question you have here was, although my assistant gave you a brief response, these oral responses are more detailed and thorough, of course. How best to operate as a free American national but still use corporation and LLCs? Well, all of you are American nationals. Everybody in America is an American national, okay? So there's nothing new you need to do on that. Just use corporations and LLCs and in any way you want to. There's no restriction on that. You already got what you want.
Okay, but doesn't the corporation have to file?
Not only has to file the corporation if it's a domestic corporation. Domestic in what territory? Not Egypt or France or Japan or Florida or Texas or California. Only if it's a Washington, D.C. corporation. Those have to file income tax. Yes. In my presentation, you've seen, I'll bring it up for you quickly on my screen. Let me show you how that works real quick. You can do it on your own. Spell 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov. Hit enter on your computer. It'll get you do the definitions from the U.S. code, that house.gov, of the legal counsel of the U.S. House of Representatives. This is from their official website of Lawyers of Congress, right? From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 79, Definitions. And it says when used in this title. What title? The Internal Revenue Code. Here it is. Okay, it's my personal copy of the Internal Revenue Code. It's all online now at this website, official website of U.S. House of Representatives. So when in this title, okay, the defined United States and state, as you see in under A9 and 10, as states and the District of Columbia, and a state also means District of Columbia. So it's all District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia still is the District of Columbia. Now, that is what the United States is, right? And you can see it right there in front of you. As unbelievable as it seems, that's what it is. And Supreme Court has said we have to go by these definitions. Now, you see other terms in here called domestic. The term domestic would apply to a corporation or a partnership means what? Created, organized in the United States, Washington, District of Columbia, or under the laws of the United States, District of Columbia, or of any state, District of Columbia. So only District of Columbia corporations have defined the tax also. Their corporation is also free unless it's incorporated in the District of Columbia. Does that help you with your question, my friend, there?
Yes, partially. I need to have some conversation with you. I'm ready to move forward with your program, and I've been in this arena for a long time. I knew Eddie Kane personally. I knew Irwin Schiff. I knew a lot of these guys. Bill Benson, a lot of these guys, I'm looking to shore things up, so I'm hoping you have all that I'm looking
for. Well, I know all those guys also, every one of them.
I know you do. I know you do. I know you do.
Okay, Lee, I'm
in prison from time to time.
Yeah. I'm afraid they all made mistakes.
And I don't want to go there. I don't want to go that route. I want to be very careful and cautious as I go through this.
Very good. So, and let me go to your next question. Here, let me second question is, Lynn, this new post comes up and pushes everything, all the questions back up. Let me see your second question. How to best use grant or trust and not personally liable for the trust. Again, you know, you can use trust, LLCs, partnerships, corporations, they're all there. You can use them. It doesn't make a difference. As long as these entities are not created, okay, under laws or operate in Washington, D.C. Again, look at the law. The term domestic,
okay,
right?
Okay, that's,
you saw that.
That's,
okay.
That's the key. Okay. But not operating in Washington. Okay. In the U.S.
D.C., yep.
U.S. territory. Okay.
Yep. How about getting a revised or new passport without admitting that me or my parents are U.S. citizens? Okay. Now, U.S. citizen issue is a key one. I don't have the laws in front of me right now memorized. Maybe, Ben, you can help me with that. But you sent a link to you. Okay. See, for nationality and immigration purposes, you are an American national. So am I. So is everyone in the 50 states and all U.S. Territories. Okay. So the passport thing doesn't matter. There's no admission to anything. You are already a U.S. citizen for nationality purposes. For tax purposes, though, for those purposes, you are not a U.S. citizen. See, they can define the laws differently in different codes. And in fact, I'm going to do another video on this topic in more detail. It's like I did, you know, let me give you help on this issue to understand this thing. If you go to our website at livefreedom.org, to our YouTube channel. I think it's to our YouTube channel, yes. Let me take you to our YouTube channel, and there you can find it easier a little bit, okay? That's where you're going to find the answers easily. I go to our YouTube channel from our own website, okay? You go there, and I'm going there. Go under playlist. On the playlist, you see the on the bottom, most Americans do not owe income tax. Full videos. Here's a full playlist. On the top right, more proof that United States of income tax law only includes Washington, D.C. full. That's the one you want to see, the second one on that page. Okay? There it is on the right side, top right. Let me zoom out a little bit. That's the one.
All right. Okay.
in this one video in more detail. There's a short version of this, a few minutes long, but this one's longer, 35 minutes. Proof that the United States of income tax law only includes D.C. here in this school, D.C. I cover, we show you many definitions of the United States in the Internal Revenue Code and other federal laws titles that are completely different. We use the term 50 states. I didn't want to mention the 50 states. We use the word several states.
Right.
I found some newer ones that say the states of the United States under Title VI Homeland Security. I just saw that the other day. They use the term United States includes the states of the United States. Oh, also same thing with Social Security taxes, right? Oh, you'll like this. Right, Benny? I got to put up on the screen. You'll like this. 42 U.S.C. You can do it just like me. 401, 42 U.S.C. Section 1301, right, Benny? I remember right? House of 1301. So, yeah, there it is. Yep. Definition of the Social Security Act. Folks, I'm going to talk about this in another video by itself, but I'll give you a little tip, okay, quickly. Look at this. Title 42 definitions, right? This is the public health and welfare. Chapter 7, Social Security. Right. Look at the definitions on this page when used in this chapter. What chapter? Well, there it is, Chapter 7, Social Security. Oh, look at these definitions. The term states they have here, you know, and they say includes the District of Columbia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, okay, and using some of the, in some specific subchapters, includes the Virgin Islands, Guam, and throughout this, you see all these things, Virgin Islands, Guam use, Samoa, other U.S. territories listed right here repeatedly. Look at this. They keep mentioning all these U.S. territories again and again. But where is the 50 states? You know, and yet the term state, again, when used in these subchapters, again, it's not the 50 states. It's all these U.S. territories I'm highlighting for you, folks. Amazing. Again and again and again. Now, let me go down. And, of course, the term United States, you know, in a geographical sense, when it means the states. But I just showed you, it's all U.S. territories right here. United States means all these territories. Yep. And then, the kicker. There's a part where they talk about some, look at this. The term United States in this part, where they do some calculation in this other part specifically. For specific parts, okay, for subparagraphs A and B of this paragraph, only for subparagraphs A and B of this paragraph is the 50 states, the District of Columbia. How do you like that? They use the term 50 states when they want to. They can do that. So this is just shows the intent of Congress about this whole thing, that you are a U.S. citizen for nationality purposes, that is different than you under the Internal Revenue Code or Social Security. Okay? Let's go to your following questions now. You got, I think, one more question, Lynn, on the list. Let me go to that. Let's see. All right. Let's see. What is your last question? Keep going to the bottom of the page. Let me see where your last question is. Let's hope nobody posts anything and throws this down at the bottom of the page. All right, Lynn. Okay. How about getting a – no, we covered the passport issue. No, we got covered that. Let's see any more. I don't see any more questions. Do you have any more questions, Lynn? Just go ahead and ask me, my friend.
I do. I had a hard time getting it posted. I'm not sure that it's not showing up there in the thing, but it's how do you deal with 1099s? If you're working with a company that that issues a 1099, you know, contract labor or independent contractor, how do you get them to not issue a 1099, or do you even need to worry about it because they do file it? They do send copy to the IRS. Is that an issue? Or and a lot of these companies, before they'll even pay you, require you to give them a W-8.
W-9, yes. I know what you mean.
Or
well,
W-9.
First of all, I help people for over 20 years, even though they third party falsely sends a 1099 form to the IRS. On the IRS,
yep.
that they were involved in a performance functions of federal public office, which is called trade or business. And in that course, they paid you taxable income. Even though they do that, I can still help you. Nonetheless, I'm doing things about that. If you go to our YouTube channel, because we want to stop that nonsense, go on our YouTube channel, as you see, do a search, okay, on the term 1099. Okay? Hit enter like I just said.
Okay.
Here it is. I got videos on this very topic. There's two of them here. Yes.
Are you telling me, Paymon, that virtually all the answers are on the YouTube channel? Is that the ultimate resource where I can find everything?
It's on the most important basic answers is on the website livefreenow.org. But I've done a lot more videos on our channel not on our website. I've got a search on that. So this you can look up right here. The newest one is a more complete one, probably on the 1099 issue. Like you said, I got a 1099 form. Does that mean I must file a 1040 form and pay an individual income tax? The answer is no, you do not.
Because the motor turned and died. That's why water's falling out. Getting a new newspaper gets that. Can you come back on the mic?
Okay.
My friend?
Okay.
Do that.
Okay. It'll come here.
Question background.
Okay.
Have your friend through the speaker of your phone and ask this question directly. That's not a problem. I encourage your friend who's speaking in the background to come ask directly. What is he like? You'd like to know, my friend? What's your question?
No, that was somebody else that was just leaving and talking. They didn't have anything to do with this.
Okay. All right.
I just had an interruption that I had to take care of.
No problem. Okay.
Well, hey, I really appreciate hearing your answers here, and I'm prepared to move forward on this.
Okay, just give us a call tomorrow morning. I feel muscle, my friend. Let me go forward.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll call tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay, bye.
Do you have any more people with questions this evening? No more calls with questions. Listen, folks.
Yep. Give me one. No. No, I'm right here.
Are you Gray? There's the top of one?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Wait, is that you? Yeah, it's you. Okay, Blake. Hi, I'm here about the law school. And what's your question?
All right, sorry about that. I was getting an echo really quick. Fixing it right now. So I heard about Freedom Law School from just doing my own research and looking on YouTube and stuff.